We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85-plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at Kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com, code NEWS.
Did you get outside yesterday? Spring-like conditions in our area, absolutely awesome. Hope you had an awesome Monday. And welcome once again to the Beach House Beach Bunker. Lights are on, chairs are set up, and we are ready to go. Coming up on the show today, Google isn't just messing with the Gulf of Mexico. No, they're messing with Canada. They're starting to change things here. We'll show you what coming up. Also, have you ever used thumbs up on social media? Maybe it's something I posted. Hey, it's the forecast. No extreme cold warnings. Thumbs up. There is a thumbs up court case going to the Supreme Court of Canada. We'll explain why. Also, TikTokers are dropping heavy objects on their feet for views. That's the latest thing. Want the hotel pool to yourself? There's one. We'll introduce you to one hotel where for a fee, they'll kick everybody out of the hotel pool. How many times have you checked into a hotel? You're exhausted. You want a cocktail. Maybe you want to go for a swim. And the last thing you want is 500 kids doing cannonballs in the pool. Everybody out. We'll tell you what hotel it is and how much it'll cost to clear the pool. And we had another Delta Airlines incident yesterday. Now, no one was injured. There was smoke in the cockpit. They had to do a big evacuation. Maybe you saw some of the video on social media yesterday. If not, we'll have it for you. Coming up on the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. MJ says, won an oil change from the Tyler Glenn Show in Murray's. That's right. Oh, yay. Yes, congratulations, MJ, winning an oil change. It was your the extension cord contest. The colors that won were orange and yellow. Now, this week's contest for the free oil change from our friends at Murray's is you have to tell me, what is the nickname of your car? Post it on my Facebook page. Do it now. Enter early. Draw is coming up on Monday for our last oil change, free oil change February with our friends at Murray Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, GMC, Certified Service Express, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Thank you so much for that prize. And again, enter to win on the Facebook page. Get your oil changed over at Murray's. Good sponsors, great sponsors on the Tyler Glenn Show. And while we were talking about roll up the rim to win, it's a good time to talk about it. Get in there, get your rolls in, because you know what? I may be out of line here, but I think it's half and half. I think that it's half. The cups are back, but I think that Tim Hortons is expecting half people to keep playing digitally and half the other folks to keep playing with the regular paper cups. So if you want the excitement, if you want the enjoyment of physically rolling up the rim on your paper cup, you're best to get in on this early, because I don't want to hear the Sunseeker saying, I never got a chance to roll up the rim. They ran out of cups. So get in and do it quickly so you could win a new car, maybe some trips, maybe some electronics, some free food like Tosh just won. Lots of great prizes with Roll Up the Rim to Win. The physical contest is back with the paper cups in Brandon, Verdon, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. And of course, 100% Canadian eggs in those breakfast foods. Oh my gosh, yes, between 4 a.m. and 11 a.m., you can custom order the new sausage scrambled egg loaded wrap, the bacon scrambled egg loaded wrap, or the scrambled egg and cheese loaded wrap at Tim Hortons. We all thought World War III was going to be, you know, Russia versus the West, China versus what? Nope. None of us on our bingo card had Canada versus the United States. Mexico, Canada, and the United States into this big three-way melee. Nobody had that on their bingo card. In Windsor, Ontario, some Americans walked into the restaurant and picked up the tab on breakfast. We just wanted to apologize. This happened at Toast Restaurant in Windsor, and there was a lot of people in the restaurant yesterday. This was Saturday. In fact, it was a full house. Bill and Sarah from Ann Arbor, Michigan, walked into the Canadian restaurant and told everybody how much they love Canada, how they love Canadians. They apologize for what's going on right now, and they're buying everybody breakfast. Everyone applauded in the restaurant. They applauded Bill and Sarah and thanked them tremendously. After all, they picked up the tab. And this is the problem Trump has. America's always picking up the tab when it comes to things like the military. But Donald, we like that. We like being treated. We like when someone picks up the tab, Donald. We like freebies. You know, I know you've had a lot of money your entire life, but see, in Canada, we don't have a lot of money all the time. So when someone picks up the tab, we kind of like that. They're showing their appreciation and their love for Canada. And also, they recognize that Canada won the big hockey game. Those are some good people right there. There, see, what did I tell you? It's not everybody everywhere. Everyone needs to calm down. Toast Restaurant goes on to say, thank you, Bill and Sarah, for your very kind gesture in showing us that kindness and peace is still out there. There was like 100 people in the restaurant, maybe, and $60 was the average tab. That's $6,000. Holy crap. But in American dollars, that's like $150. That's Canadian dollars worth. Like, it's peso money. Yeah, the dollar's not all that good right now. Christine says that on our trip, I've never had so many people apologize for being American. Another patron wrote that Americans also said to the restaurant, please know not every American likes Trump. We are apologizing for what he is doing to Canada. Now, I think it's important real quickly to keep perspective here. While he's talking a lot of junk, he has done nothing yet. It's all threats. Lots of threats. No one likes threats. Threats are not good. But nothing, there has been nothing drop yet. And I couldn't help but notice yesterday when he was talking about the tariffs coming in next week, it's on a Tuesday, March the 4th. Why not Monday? Well, because Monday gives you that extra work day to get another extension coming. He plays games. This guy plays games. And we are filling our pants and running around like our hair is on fire. And I don't know if that's the right thing. Because he loves that. He loves getting people whipped up, pissed off their game, emotional. You get somebody emotional, they make stupid decisions. Anyway, somebody got a free breakfast out of the deal. And that's a kind of a nice story. That is a good thing from not yesterday, but for Saturday in Windsor. This will happen again if Carney gets in. Well, he is going to get in. It's Carney will be the prime minister, but I think we're going to be voting in a matter of weeks. There's going to be an election coming for Canada, and boy, the plot thickens. We're going to have to deal with Mr. Orange Man. Plus, we're going to have to deal with a whole bunch of crazy politicians who are going to promise everything under the sun. The BS is really going to flow this spring. I'm glad that. There'll be lots of runoff to kind of wash it away. It's going to be a crazy spring. How many times would you put a thumbs up to something that you see online? Thumbs up. Thumbs up. Oh, I just got back from my vacation. Look at these great pictures. Thumbs up. Thumbs up. I think that we should build a wall. Build a wall with America out of brick from coast to coast, not let anybody in or out, should close it down. Thumbs up. After you hear this story, it may change the way you thumbs up from now on because there's some legal ramifications to a thumbs up. Here in Canada, the thumbs up case, can you imagine? Quick side note, useless information. When I went to broadcasting school, Long time ago, Western Academy Broadcasting College in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. And I went to broadcasting school with a young lady named Tanya. She was a little spitfire. I figured she was going to be this big TV star. She did not go on to be a TV star. However, she did marry well. Tanya did very well. She lives in Regina now. And her husband He was a lawyer who did incredibly well, and so well he was like he became a judge, and then a bigger judge, and then a bigger judge, and just as our podcast was getting rolling, he was appointed to this thing called the Supreme Court. Podcaster, Supreme Court judge. Like, and how much money is he making? Really? Probably not all that much. Anyway, Tanya's husband is going to be probably hearing this case, the thumbs up case at the Supreme Court of Canada. Yes, we are a real country. Yes, hearing real cases. So this court case came in Saskatchewan. Last December, the court upheld a verdict that found that a thumbs up emoji was a legally binding agreement between Atcher Land and Cattle and Southwest Terminal. In March of 2021, a representative of SWT sent a text to the owners of Archer with details of their flax agreement. This could have been here in Manitoba. Following several calls, a contract was drafted. The SWT representative took a photo of the signed contract and sent it to one of Archer's owners with the message, "Please confirm the flax contract." The owner responded with a thumbs up emoji and nothing else. A thumbs up emoji and nothing else. But then the flax was never delivered. The thumbs up is accepted as a yep, okay, proceed. As part of the ruling, actor Land and Cattle was ordered to pay SWT $80,000 in damages plus interest because of the breach of contract. Merchant says while contract law has progressed from using family seals hundreds of years ago to the simple handshake and signed contracts, this is 2025. And so be careful. If you're using a thumbs up emoji, especially if there is an underlying agreement at hand that is considered legally binding, or at least up until this point, because now it's going to be heard likely by the Supreme Court. They've asked the Supreme Court to hear the case, and so we're going to have to see how this all plays out. MJ says, "I hate when someone uses thumbs up on Messenger. It feels dismissive." Well, it's quick, easy, and legal. You know, it's a perceived endorsement, right? A thumbs up is an agreement, a yes, a perceived endorsement. All right. Google, not only messing with the Gulf of Mexico, now they're messing with Canada's stuff. How is this happening? Well, apparently somebody was doing a little bit of Googling to figure out, I guess, where to go hiking in provincial parks, and come across a Google explanation for our parks. And it's, you know, we've got provincial parks from right across the country. This person's looking for Short Hills Provincial Park in Ontario. Look at the description under Short Hills Provincial Park. And people are freaking out. Short Hills Provincial Park, state park in Ontario. What? Did you say state? What? No. They've changed it so that in the description, our provincial park. Wait a second. Who owns provincial parks? The state owns. I didn't think much of it. People are losing their mind. Google, in light of all the Trump stuff going on, gets bombarded with, allegedly bombarded. I don't know. This is a mainstream media news outlet. "We are actively working to update labels for parks in Canada to avoid confusion. After the CBC sent multiple requests for an explanation as to why on Google, Canadian provincial parks are listed as state park in British Columbia." I think they forget that the CBC was listed as a state broadcaster, meaning the government. The state is also code for government. It's okay. It's all right. Everyone calm down. No one's stealing our parks. People are wound up. They need to have their breakfast bought. See, this is how you make it all right. But we need fly in the good Americans, buy us breakfast. It'll calm everybody down. Speaking of Canadians on the rampage, Canadians on the rampage. Did you see that there is an online petition that is making news around the world? 200,000 Canadians have signed to revoke Elon Musk's Canadian citizenship. I'm sure there is a Sunseeker or two that is saying, hang on a second, Baba Louie. Elon Musk is Canadian? Yes, in Canada we extend citizenship to the children of parents who are Canadian born. Elon's mom was born and raised in Regina. So there is an online movement to have. He carries three passports. One is South African, the other is American, and the third is a Canadian passport. We want that back. One of the guys in charge of the monitors in D.C., in the government buildings where they will put public service announcements, reminders, and so on and so forth. Well, he took it upon himself to hack into the system. And now these monitors are all over government buildings in Washington, D.C. And what he did is, in the place of all the public service announcements and the stuff that is supposed to be running on these government monitors, he put this video of, it's kind of gross, Donald Trump kissing Elon Musk's feet. Slowly. Elon looks like he... it's just gross. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Look at it. And this ran on all the government computers in D.C. Long live the real king. Doing your business in Washington. All of them are running this. So, yeah, that can't have gone over too well. Somebody might have lost their job. I don't know. Long live the rule. There's another one of the monitors. And you can see the government employees walking down the hall. Everyone's just, maybe no one even looks at these monitors. That's pretty funny. Kuiper's Family Bakery. Get yourself some treats today from Kuiper's Family Bakery. Brandon's Bakery. Of course, they are chock full of beautiful, delicious baked goods. When was the last time you treated yourself to some Kuiper's? It's that time. Time to slide on in, dodge those potholes coming up Richmond Avenue, and slide on into First Street to your family bakery. Fresh bread and buns and cookies. You go for the smell and you stay for the delicious treats. And then you load your car and that smell comes with you. It is beautiful. A beautiful car smell from Kuiper's Family Bakery when that car is filled with hot dog and hamburger buns and maybe monster cookies or fluffy cinnamon buns. Irresistible flavors of Kuiper's at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner beside Tasty's. At App Law Office, they believe in forming lasting relationships while taking care of your legal needs. Wills are one of those things in life that that everybody needs. If you've got anything, even from a bottle cap collection to a stamp collection to big stuff like homes, cottages, and more. You're going to need a will. You're going to need some estate planning. You're going to need some legal help. And that's where App Law Office can help. App Law Office helps with real estate transactions, corporate law, and wills and estates. You'll find them at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC. Springtime means spring cleaning. Get that car all fixed up with Paintless Dent Repair PDR. Interior and exterior detailing, fresh and spotless, ceramic coating and paint protection, headlight restoration, fabric and leather protection, and more. At 255 17th Street North, behind Best West Pet Foods and Lee's Buffet. Call Auto Fashion. And better yet, visit their website. You can see all the different things they can offer you and your vehicle at autofashion.ca. You'll find them at 255 17th Street North. Speaking of things that hurt, TikTokers are doing this on purpose. This is stupid. Hashtag dropping things on my foot. While we're talking about people getting injured with hockey pucks, and how brutal that feels, people are doing it on purpose on TikTok. This is where we are in entertainment. This is... We enjoy seeing other people in pain. And we're just genuinely curious what kind of items people have in their home. See, we laugh at other people's pain. We love pain. Here I thought we had come so far.
Six.
I don't necessarily like dropping things on my feet. I don't like foot pain in general. I've got enough foot pain.
Yeah, you're dropping it on your feet.
And listen to your wife, man. She's the boss.
Some objects.
Did you just do what you told, you silly man? It's like, I really don't want to do this.
Me or you.
I really don't want to do this, but she's making 100%. Me. We're going to be TikTok stars, honey. Just shut up.
No, jump it from high. You scared? Yeah.
Why are you listening to her? What are you doing? And then she laughs.
Out of 10.
4.
That was fun, she says.
2.
I love seeing you in pain.
Go on then.
Is this marble?
She is just so excited to hear him, to see him in pain. I don't understand. Somebody in chat can explain it to me. It is everywhere. Dropping things on your feet. And today, Co-ops of Westman, along with Co-ops of Manitoba, are proud to be the title sponsors of the 2025 Curl Manitoba Juniors, hosted in Brandon starting later this week. Each of the competitors will receive a bag of goodies, including Co-op Gold Pure Chips, like we're trying today. Lucky them, because everybody in chat is saying how much they love kettle cooked chips. Aren't they the best? The Co-op Gold Pure Chips come in honey dill, spicy ranch, honey barbecue. Now, I wanted to try honey dill. They were sold out. Spicy ranch and garlic. So I'll do the spicy ranch first because garlic might have that potent garlic taste. Ooh, these come in some tough bags. Oh, kettle cooked. Can you smell them? Look at the kettle cooked chips. Oh, so beautiful. So delicious. Mmm. Mmm. Ranch flavored chips. Mm-hmm-hmm-hmm. Oh, they are so delicious. Oh, because they're Canadian, I must have more. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. Supporting Canada. Mm-mm-mm. Go over to Co-op, get some. Mm, Co-op Gold. That's not all. We have to try rosemary garlic. Curious about this one. Ooh, I could smell the rosemary as soon as I open the bag. Not everybody is a fan of that spice. Oh, yeah. I smell the rosemary over the garlic big time. Interesting. This one, I would say, is 75% rosemary, 25% garlic. So if you're worried about the garlic, don't worry about it. Check it out. Co-op Gold Pure, and they come in a variety of flavors. Look for the dill. I bet you the dill is just amazing. Creamy dill. Oh. You're at home here with Co-ops of Westman, Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hamiota Co-op. Good luck, curlers, and enjoy those chips. I know you're going to love them. They are fantastic. What is your worst hotel pool experience? Have you ever been at a hotel pool and something really gross happened? Something really funny happened? Maybe you just couldn't swim there because you had 500 kids jumping around, figured one was going to jump right down on your head? Sometimes the smell of chlorine gets to you. Stay at some hotels and you get out of the pool and it's like that chlorine cloud is following you. You know, it's especially bad if like 3 days later you've showered, you've done everything you can to get the chlorine out of you and you still smell. It's like Wednesday of the following week of the weekend that you were away and you still smell chlorine. Mishiway says, ooh, how many people pee in there? What? Nobody. It says don't pee in the pool. Excuse me, I still believe human beings are good people and they abide by the rules. And when they have to pee, they take time to climb out of that pool and use the bathroom. No one pees in the pool. Do you have no faith in humanity? Come on now. Nobody pees in the pool. That's a myth. This hotel will kick everyone out of the pool for $544. The Marriott Kunzingshof Munich will kick everybody out for 3 hours at a cost of 520 euro. That's 544 US. That'd be about $750 Canadian. So the pool could be packed. Kids are jumping all over the place. Cannonballs, screaming kids. Get out. Here's my $750. This pool is mine. That's a cool idea. It's a little expensive. I don't think I would pay that much to get rid of the kids in the pool. We're going to take inside the airplane now in Atlanta, a Delta Airlines flight that had to come back to Atlanta after takeoff because there was smoke in the plane. It was going from Atlanta to Columbia, South Carolina, forced to make an emergency landing yesterday after the cabin filled with smoke after takeoff. The 94 passengers and 5 crew on board got off safely. Everybody was fine. But again, in light of recent events, it's not instilling a whole bunch of confidence in people as we reach peak flying season. George, I told you not to light up in the bathroom. See, this is what happens when you smoke on an airplane.
We are being evacuated off of the plane.
They got to use the slides. So this is why you don't smoke on the plane. No smoke. I asked for a no smoking section, and you put me in a smoking section. How these people? I would just be scared silly. Delta Airlines, we get you to the tarmac and we get you right on the ground. And those people taking off in that Southwest flight looking down and going, oh, recognizing the Delta on the wings, going, oh my God, not again. What is wrong with Delta? What is happening? Hey, our friends at Headley's Health Hut have Customer Appreciation Day coming up on Friday. Don't forget about this. You know, if you have waited to check out the new location on Richmond Avenue, this Friday is going to be a big day. Customer Appreciation Day at Headley's Health Hut is the last Friday of each month. It's an opportunity for you to buy stuff at a discount. They've got prizes they're giving away. They've got samples and more. Enter to win Jets tickets. As soon as you walk in the store, you're going to see the Jets display there. Make sure you enter to win tickets to see the Winnipeg Jets in March and ask about Headley's Health Hut exclusive on their clean protein. The cleanest, most incredible powdered protein available on the market today, 100% Canadian. It's from Saskatchewan, an exclusive to Headley's Health Hut because it is so popular and it is so incredible for those who do enjoy a powdered protein in a coffee and a shake, maybe just as part of your fruit juice, maybe a breakfast replacement, because this stuff is processed by the body so efficiently. You've got to check it out. Ask Randy about it at Headley's Health Hut. Customer Appreciation Day coming up this Friday. Mark it down and check them out at 1314 Richmond, just east of Murray GM. Leon's Furniture Superstore, furniture, appliances, and electronics at 3635 Victoria Avenue, where the no money miracle is on. Don't pay till 2027. No money down, not even the taxes or the fees, and no monthly payments. 0% interest. You don't need any cash. It's a miracle, a no-money miracle. And, of course, Leon's is proudly Canadian, making Canadians comfortable since 1909. So if you're looking for a new washer and dryer pair, something new for the bedroom, maybe something for the living room, check it out. 3635 Victoria Avenue or at leons.ca for the no-money miracle. And the Elkhorn Resort Clarsau Nordic Spa at beautiful Riding Mountain National Park. Your staycation getaway as spring break continues to get closer and closer. You may want to check out the Elkhorn Resort for some fun times. I got some great packages there for you at elkhornresort.mb.ca, from family packages to newlyweds packages, honeymooners, nature lovers, and more. Call 848-2802. Don't forget, this weekend is Neil Thorne at the Buffalo Bar. All kinds of activity all spring long at the beautiful Elkhorn Resort, Clarsau Nordic Spa, Clear Lake. Don't miss out on the fun. Okay, shifting gears now, talking pizza. It's everybody's favorite food. Everybody loves pizza. What would you say is the most controversial pizza topping? Someone said egg on pizza. Anchovies. I've never had anchovies. I've never had anchovies. They're a tiny little fish. I don't even know if they're good. I've got to do that before I die. Kind of freaks me out. Fish on pizza. Yeah, doesn't really turn my crank. Molly says olives. Oh, I like black olives, and I'm not a black olive lover, but I like black olives and feta cheese. And I don't know, that's an old age thing. That kicked in just a few years ago. Nick says he's never seen anchovies on a pizza. I'm sure somebody somewhere makes. I don't think locally here in Manitoba, Canada, anchovies is like a top pizza topping, but I'd like to try it someday. Somebody else says green olives are a controversy. Yeah, I've never seen green olives, only black. I like pineapple. Now, the problem I have with pineapple is that it's got to be with ham. It only works with ham. You can't just have a pineapple pizza. That's stupid. The reason for pineapple on pizza is because the salty and the sweet go together on ham and pineapple pizza. It's one of my favorites. I love it. But if you're just going to have a pineapple pizza, that's like a dessert. What are you doing? Derek says he loves anchovies on pizza. Blessed Mama says, I love it on my pizza. Pineapple, ham, and jalapenos. Good call. Then you've got the sweet, the salty, and the hot. Lindy says Caesar dressing is good. Nick says spinach and feta is good on pizza. I like that too, Nick. I like spinach and feta too. Edgy says anchovies are effing disgusting. An anchovy is a small oily fish used in cooking in the Mediterranean. It's 2 to 4 inches long, and they're known for their strong salty flavor. Anchovies are often preserved by being salted and packed in oil or brine. They're commonly used as pizza toppings or on a Caesar salad. It's a key ingredient in dozens of Mediterranean dishes and adds a rich, savory flavor. It's a tiny fishy. I don't know. Lindy says, I anchovies and Caesar dressing. You eat anchovies and Caesar dressing? Sea sperm. She just types in sea sperm. Is this Domino's? I need a pizza. You got a 3-topping special? All 3 are sea sperm. Just make all 3 sea sperm. Yeah. No, sorry, what? You never heard of sea sperm? My friend Lindy told me that sea sperm is the pizza topping. Yeah, it's called sea sperm. Lindy knows her pizza, and she says sea sperm is pretty amazing. So get me a triple sea sperm. ASAP. Oh, broccoli. Okay, that's where you got to draw the line. Okay, broccoli, no, no, no. The only vegetables allowed on pizza, maybe a tomato, maybe a pepper and a mushroom, if a mushroom is a vegetable. Broccoli or apples. What? Yeah, cooked apples. That's a pie. Put your apples and your pineapple, have a dessert pie. That's cool. I had a friend that, this is online, somebody that made pizza with corn and mayonnaise as the base. Oh, that's like that Mexican street corn. That actually might be good. And Mexican street corn has that really salty cheese. Raven says, yeah, corn and mayo. When I visited Japan, I saw so many pizza shops with pizza featuring corn and mayo on their menus. I was horrified beyond belief. What? Corn and mayo? Corn and mayonnaise at the 7-Eleven in Japan. Little piece of pizza. You mic that up there. Let's pause that. Corn, mayonnaise, and cheese. I don't know about that, Tim. But she says that I've been dreaming about this. It is so good. So delicious. Well, the Mexicans have been eating corn and mayo and cheese for a while. So maybe that's something that we've got to try. Robin says ham, pineapple, green peppers, onions, and bacon. Oh, that just sounds lovely. It's not very controversial. It sounds delicious. Derek says you got to have anchovies and extra onions. And then go try and kiss somebody after. I'm not a corn on the cob fan. I love this. It's called elote, E-L-O-T-E, elote. It is a popular street food in Mexico. You get your corn on the cob, either boiled or grilled. Then it's coated with mayonnaise. Seems weird. I know. Weird enough that I had to try it. Sprinkled with cotija cheese, C-O-T-I-J-A. I think it's a cousin to feta because it's sprinkly and it's super salty. Sometimes people use queso fresco instead of cotija cheese. Cotija. Then you put chili powder, lime, and salt. And again, like the ham and pineapple, it takes the creamy It takes the tangy. It's got zip. It's got heat. It's got that refreshing burst when you're chewing on a corn cob and the juices just pop into your mouth. You're just like, holy shit. What is this? Well, it's a latte. Everybody have a latte. Nick says, knowledge is knowing that tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is knowing not to put it in a fruit salad. And philosophy is wondering whether ketchup is considered a smoothie. That deep thoughts, man. Those are some deep thoughts. All true, actually. Derek says it's more of a spice than a fish since it's just salty. No fish on Tracy's Pizza. Not on mine anyway. Chicken bacon ranch is great. Oh, Molly, I love chicken bacon ranch. I never met anything ranch I didn't love. Like those ranch chips. It's best food ever, ranch. Oh. Controversial pizza toppings. Kale on pizza that should be a crime. Oh man, they've got some good pizzas at the Skydancer Casino. Man, when you go there to Turtle Island Adventure Park and you take the kids to the water slides, 175 feet of water slides, the lazy river's there, food and beverage service is there. You can experience summer in the winter at Skydancer, North Dakota's newest indoor water park. 3 water slides, the activity pool, the kiddies play area. And a whole lot more. You got to check it out. Turtle Island Water Park, part of the Skydancer Casino and Resort. And again, pizzas available on the property. Absolutely awesome. Fire's Edge Steakhouse is a great place to go. But they also have a little cafeteria in their mall area that serves up burgers, fries, delicious pizzas. And they're very generous with the cheese, just so you know. Very generous with the cheese. SkydancerCasino.com. Give them a follow on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram if you would. Sponsors on the show. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. If you're looking for a new vehicle, make it Murray's. They are Westman's number one EV dealership. More and more EVs are rolling off the lot. People are saving cash on maintenance, on their gas bills, and there are more and more charging stations each and every week. So if you're into saving cash, if you want lower maintenance, if you want to take advantage of some government incentives, you may want to check out an EV and make it Westman's number one EV dealership. And that's Murray GM in Brandon, 1500 Richmond Avenue. And our friends at Sunrise Credit Union with 19 area locations to serve you. Sunrise Credit Union is a great place to get that RRSP topped up. We are into RRSP season. Also, you can enter to win 2 passes to the Co-ops of Manitoba Junior Provincial Curling Championships. Sunrise Credit Union, a sponsor of that one as well. We were telling you earlier this morning that Co-ops of Westman a sponsor. So Sunrise Credit Union. And that curling championship begins at the Brandon Curling Club tomorrow, runs through till March the 2nd. Go to Sunrise Credit Union's Facebook page, scan the QR code, and enter to win. You can enter to win some passes. Courtesy of our friends at Sunrise Credit Union. SunriseCU.mb.ca. What? Never had ranch? Well, I guess that's right up there with I've never been touched before. I'm a 40-year-old person and I've never been touched in a romantic way before. I've never had ranch. That is insane. Okay, so Molly, you have got to make this a special occasion. You have to go to the supermarket and you've got to buy Hidden Valley, a nice little bottle of Hidden Valley. Then you got to go to the card section and buy a bow. Put a bow on it. Next time you have a pizza party at your work, you are going to make the best friend. I hope they're in HR or payroll because this is going to be big points for you, Molly. Go here. Here is paradise in a bottle. It's ranch. And then film it because they'll probably start crying. It's so delicious. It's right up there with bacon. I love ranch. Janine says shrimp with pepperoni. Well, there's a weird combination. Shrimp and pepperoni. Try the anchovy. And Molly is going to introduce ranch dressing to somebody who's never had it before. Oh my God. It's historic. It is historic. That is going to be so incredible. I wish I'd never had ranch dressing just to try it again for the first time. Oh, my God. I think I'm going to go start pounding some ranch, shots of ranch, dipped in ranch with my ranch chips. Then I'm going to hang out at the ranch. Can never get enough ranch. Thank you, guys. great day, and we'll see you again tomorrow.